The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, September 21, 2023. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, continued his bilateral agenda in the UN headquarters after meeting with representatives of Vietnam and Saint Lucia and signing the Treaty for the Conservation and Sustainable Use of Marine Biodiversity. In a message published on social networks, the president described the meeting with the Prime Minister of Vietnam, Pham Minh Chinh, as very fraternal. The head of state held an exchange with Philip J. Pierre, Prime Minister of Saint Lucia, as part of his program in the high-level week of the 78th UN General Assembly. In another message, the President announced the signing of the Treaty for the Conservation and Sustainable Use of Marine Biodiversity beyond jurisdictional waters. Díaz-Canel emphasized that Cuba's delegation is aware of the prevailing most important negotiated during this century to come into force as soon as possible. He added that this treaty, without doubt, is a historic fact and an achievement of developing countries. The president said it was an honor for Cuba to have assumed the coordination of the 134 member countries of the G77 plus China during the last and decisive session of the Conference on Marine Biodiversity. Cubans, and especially the National Association of Small Farmers, ANAP, are commemorating this Thursday the 65th anniversary of the first Congress of Peasant in Arms, held in one of the fronts of Fidel Castro's rebel army. The Congress took place in Soledad de Mayaria Riva in eastern Santiago de Cuba province and was addressed by the then commander Raúl Castro, who was based in that region and led the second Frank Pais García Eastern Front. The meeting was aimed to outline the agrarian reform the Cuba countryside would need once the insurgent movement took control of the nation. The first Congress of Peasant Arms has set goals beyond denunciations and demands. The delegates to the Congress decided to give unconditional support to the rebel army with concrete measures such as contributing to the revolutionary cause, 10% of harvest value, and sale of animals and wood. That logistical support and the incorporation of many peasants in the battle fronts helped the success of the insurgent rebel army in the hills and the final victory of the revolutionary movement. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel thanked this Wednesday the pronouncement of world leaders at the United Nations against the economic, commercial and financial blockade imposed by the United States on its country for more than six decades. The head of state highlighted on the social network X that the condemnation of the unilateral policy was part of the general debate of the 78th session of the UN General Assembly in New York when referring to the problems that deserve the attention of the international community. In their interventions, the representatives of Brazil, Colombia, Bolivia, Argentina, and South Africa asked for a cessation of the restrictive measures of the U.S. government against Cuba, as well as the unjust inclusion of the Caribbean country on the list of states sponsoring terrorism. During his speech the day before at the United Nations headquarters, Díaz-Canel denounced that Cuba suffers from a suffocating economic blockade designed to depress its income and standard of living, suffer continued shortages of food and medicine, and restrict its development potential. He added that thereby the United States violates the international law and the Charter of the United Nations. The director of the WAS-24 project, Boris Mignon, expressed pride for the contribution of this northern French department to the preparation of Cuban athletes for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. In speaking with Prensa Latina, he explained that WAS located in the region of Hauts-de-France, will host training bases for Cuban athletes in athletics, judo, pentathlon, taekwondo, and shooting in some of these disciplines in both the Olympic and Paralympic modalities. Furthermore, he added, the department is one of those involved in the project of the Cuba Cuba Association to accompany Cuba in its preparation for Paris 2024. According to Mignon, they are in close contact with Cuba Cuba Vice President Manuel Pascual on the details related to this initiative, which also represents a benefit for the French territory. The WAS-24 director of the departmental council said that several cities and communes are involved, where the visitors will share experiences with young people and children on the social importance of sport. A workshop by national and foreign experts will be held in Cuba to investigate the history of the cocktail industry in the country and its link with tourism, authorities from the sector said. The aim is to study in depth the history of cocktails and molecular mixology, that is, chemical techniques when preparing drinks, currently in vogue for presentations and meetings related to the travel industry. In this regard, spokesperson said that in order to improve the academic training of Cuban cooks, bartenders, and sommeliers, the Grand Ashton Hotel in Havana will be the venue of the 43rd workshop on science, technique, and innovation in gastronomy on September 29th. And in the international agenda, we have that the approval in the Constitutional Council of Chile of an amendment that would benefit with house arrest those convicted of human rights violations during the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet generated a strong rejection. The measure was promoted by the extremist Republican Party and supported by the right-wing coalition Chile Vamos, and will allow the release of inmates suffering from terminal illnesses. It may also favor repressors who are serving sentences in the Punta Peuco prison for crimes against humanity. Representative Alejandra Plasencia pointed out that the international law to which their country subscribes expressly says that these benefits should not be granted to criminals. For his part, Deputy Andres Giordano stressed that granting a kind of pardon via the Constitution to those responsible for torture, disappearances, and murders shows once again that the Republican Party cannot offer Chile any type of governability. According to a survey by the Cadem firm published this week, 57% of Chileans would vote against the draft, which will be submitted to a referendum on December 17th. Meanwhile, at least 104 people were killed and two were victims of gang rapes during incursions in Carrefour Free on the suburbs of the Haitian capital, a human rights organization denounced. The area has been under constant attack for weeks by the Grand Ravine gang, which wants to control the area and has already attacked several key infrastructures such as the police subcommissariat and the facilities of the electricity company. From August 4 to September 12, the National Network for the Defense of Human Rights also identified 14 wounded, 35 houses looted, and several forced disappearances. The organization denounced that the acts were perpetrated by members of the armed gang team Ascenseur, which operate in Grand Ravine, who kill with impunity and set fires in several areas of Carrefour Fay. The organization assured that following the violence, it assisted several victims to file complaints with judicial authorities for murder, attempted murder, criminal association, theft, destruction, and arson. The network recalled that the attacks on persons and property during the massacres are serious crimes established and sanctioned by the Haitian Penal Code and massive human rights violations. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.